A new survey finds health insurance premiums increased nationwide 9% from last year to this. But WNYC's Fred Mogul reports on one area of healthcare where costs are plummeting.
What I take is Ectotrin, 325 milligrams of that.
Richie Laspiza takes five different drugs for his heart conditions.
And another pill I take is Simvastatin, which I had cut in half because I was supposed to take Lipitor.
Laspiza's a retired city highway worker with pretty good drug coverage, but his union health plan this year stopped automatically covering Lipitor because it was too expensive, something many insurers have done in recent years. Sure, as the ads say,
Lipitor is FDA approved to reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke in patients who have heart disease or risk factors for heart disease.
But so is Simvastatin, the generic cholesterol-lowering drug Laspiza now has to take. Laspiza's cardiologist says he was doing much better on Lipitor, but the union insurance plan rejected the doctor's appeal, giving Laspiza a choice. Simvastatin, the generic, for a $10 monthly copay, or Lipitor for 18 times that amount. But during a recent trip to the pharmacy, Laspiza learned help is on the way for Lipitor users.
And the lady pharmacist mentioned the patent was going to expire and they're going to turn it into a generic drug.
Lipitor comes off patent in November, and by next June, there's likely to be multiple generic versions.
So that means if I can stick it out between now and then maybe I can get back on it without all this confusion.
With almost $11 billion in sales last year, Lipitor is the largest blockbuster to fall off what analysts call the patent cliff. And it's just one of dozens of popular high-end pharmaceuticals whose prices are expected to plummet in the coming years, including drugs for everything from heart disease.
Plavix helps protect people with ACS against heart attack or stroke.
Depression.
One option proven effective to treat bipolar depression is Seroquel XR.
And digestive problems.
But today, there's a purple pill called Nexium.
Currently, patients often pay more for brand-name drugs even when they're covered by insurance. Sometimes they have no choice because, unlike Lipitor, many drugs don't yet have generic competition. NYU cardiologist Dr. Howard Weintraub says many patients on those drugs come in and beg for free samples. Others simply don't fill their prescriptions, or they do, but then try to stretch their resources by taking the pricey pills less often than they're supposed to.
People come in with their blood pressure not as well controlled, or they come in and their cholesterol is all of a sudden mysteriously higher. And you realize, okay, the medicine hasn't stopped working, but you also realize the medicine doesn't work when it's still in the bottle.
Generics already represent 70 to 80% of drug sales, a dominance expected to grow in the future. Michael Kleinrock of marketing research firm IMS says patent expirations over the last half decade are one of the main reasons why Medicare spent $50 billion less than federal officials projected 5 years earlier. Kleinrock says the average daily cost of drugs dropped one-third from 2005 to 2010 and should drop another third between now and 2015.
We're already at reasonably low cost relative to 10 years ago or so. That said, there's still actually more to go, which is excellent for consumers.
The drop in drug costs due to generics is one of the few bright spots in all of American healthcare, but it isn't exactly a big bright spot. A lot of other things are still driving healthcare costs up. Medical technology, doctors and hospitals fees, chronic health problems, rapidly retiring baby boomers. So while the generic drug savings is real and very visible, especially to people with limited means and limited health coverage, the net impact on insurance premiums isn't likely to be huge. Dr. Dennis Liotta is the head of pharmaceutical benefits for Emblem Health, one of New York's largest insurers.
For sure it will be felt, but because the other things are on such a heavy rise, it will only temper where rates are currently.
How much money will generics save consumers, insurers, and taxpayers in the future? Estimates range from $86 billion over the next 5 years to several times that. Whatever the number, it's a lot of money coming out of the pockets of the country's largest pharmaceutical corporations with very little to replace it. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.
Joining us now to talk about the fate of the pharmaceutical industry at a time when so many patents are expiring is University of Michigan Business School Professor Eric Gordon. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, we've just been hearing about the drug patent cliff and some of the implications for consumers and the healthcare system. Why isn't there a new generation of blockbusters stepping up to replace the old ones whose patents are expiring?
The biggest reason is that we got the easiest to cure diseases under control. And now the drug companies are wrestling with the really tough diseases. So it's natural to see more failures.
You know, these companies that have been grossing billions of dollars with blockbuster drugs, Merck, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, haven't they been plowing some of those profits back into new research? I mean, has it been enough?
It's the most research-intensive industry in the world. Unfortunately, nature doesn't always cooperate in the fact that you put billions and billions of dollars into perhaps one line of drugs doesn't mean something's going to pop up in time out the other end.
You always see these commercials for drugs on the evening news, and some of these conditions and diseases are things that a lot of people have never even heard of. Do you think a lot of pharmaceutical companies are trying to find drugs for conditions that are just less and less common, or are they trying to convince us that they're more common?
Yeah, so there are two things going on. One, we're living longer, so there's a prevalence of diseases that in my grandparents' generation, they didn't have because they didn't live long enough to get them. We also are a heavily sort of medicated society. We expect a pill for everything, including some things that older generations just sucked it up and lived with.
You know, Pfizer has a couple of new specialty drugs coming online that are getting some press, a lung cancer drug and a blood thinner. Those obviously won't be the next Lipitor, but won't they at least help the bottom line a little bit?
Yeah, and you know, that's the new model. So Pfizer just got approval of a lung cancer drug called Zecori. The interesting thing is it will work in only 5% of lung cancer patients. The other interesting thing is it's going to cost $115,000 per year.
Wow.
Per patient. So, you know, we're going from a system that is going broke, paying $500 a year per patient to treat 5 million patients, to a new system where we're going to spend the same amount of money to treat 20,000 highly targeted patients. You have to wonder how long this new targeted model is going to work.
Merck and Pfizer and others have announced many more layoffs in the coming years. So where do you see this going long term?
It means we're going to have a larger number of smaller companies and a smaller number of gigantic companies. The scientists, the sort of the high-level people, will probably do fine at the new smaller companies. But sales reps and a lot of administrative people are going to be out of the industry probably forever.
We've been talking with Eric Gordon, professor at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.